On a cold winter's night of February 9, 1940, an overflowing crowd was jammed in the stands of the hockey rink at the Sports Center, then located at the northwest corner of North Avenue and St. Paul Streets. The fans were on their feet, wildly cheering and booing at some pretty rough play going on down there on the ice. Players were being benched for unnecessary roughness, like slashing, tripping, and elbowing. But this was not your ordinary ice hockey game, where roughness was accepted, guys being guys. In this ice hockey game, the players were all girls, playing in a two-team league, the Glamour Girls versus the Spitfires, and these girls, skating with fearless derring-do, were bumping and crashing into each other in a rough-and-tumble, no-holds-barred game. Early in the first period, Miss Elaine Elder of the Glamour Girls opened the scoring with a scorcher, assisted by Miss Mary Herzog. Then Miss Helen Hemminghouse of the Glamour Girls scored on a wild out-of-my-way solo sprint. With the Glamour Girls leading 2-0 and less than 3 minutes to play, all hell broke loose as the Spitfires' Miss Margaret Simpson sank a screaming, searing shot that almost took the goal down. Score: Glamour Girls 2, Spitfires 1. Recalling the girls' ice hockey games in the Sports Center of the 1940s, Glamour Girls coach Frank Russell said, "They played hell for a leather, no-holds-barred hockey. They took their bruises and they gave 'em. They played rough." The story goes that there was talk about a comparable guys' ice hockey team to take on the girls, but nothing came of it. And so neither the Glamour Girls nor the Spitfires ever got to play a game against the guy hockey players. Good thing, too, a couple of male hockey players may have found themselves unceremoniously being carried off the ice, screaming for their mothers.